Was up, Vankas?
Hello, Vankas.
Hello, Vankas.
Oh wow, you didn't do a guten tag. That's your normal.
No, I've you know, it's not day, it's night. I thought it's shorter. It's still German.
Yeah.
For show.
She's gotta pace herself.
I'm pivoting.
Happy Women's History Month.
That's right. Hell yeah. Jenny celebrated Women's History Month by going to a place where women are celebrated in every capacity. She went to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix this last weekend.
Hell yeah. You know what's crazy? Can I just say one thing before we ask Jenny?
Yeah.
About this?
Yeah.
All these fucking pundits and journalists, they go to all these countries and they never tell the audience what the vibe is in these places.
Right.
They're like, yep, I'm on the streets in Jeddah. Let me tell you, those Alfa Romeos are looking quick. I'm like, wait a minute. What is Jeddah like, though?
Yeah, like what's...
Like what's the vibe, though, right, of a Jeddah?
Yeah.
You know? They just leave so many crumbs.
Yes.
But Jenny's about to vacuum all that shit up.
I have my Dyson with me. So
yes. Well, yeah, because it's gonna be a big episode. We're gonna talk to Jenny about her time in Jeddah. We're also gonna cover, we've been talking about doing the junior series, right?
Jenny does Jeddah.
We're also gonna be talking about Formula 2. We're gonna be talking about F1 Academy. We're gonna get into the larger world around this little fucking sport that we call Formula 1. So yeah, Jenny, talk to us. What was Jeddah like?
Yeah, we sent you there.
Yeah.
We sent you there.
on our tab.
On our dime. On our tab. We sent
Jenny's a producer of the podcast, but she's also a fucking mogul, and so she was there with some other business.
Who knows what's suspending this house of cards at the moment. But you know what's that quote? The there's no there there.
Wait a minute. Let's stop. You get on the plane. What airline did you fly?
Yeah.
Oh,
getting granular.
Sorry,
let's get granular.
Okay. Well, I flew Turkish Airlines.
How is that?
I flew business class.
Okay.
Nice.
It was great. They had I told them I just took an Ambien and is there a do not disturb button? And there was. So they didn't wake me up for anything. They also, I love when they know your name. It just made like... When they, you know, versus economy, where it's just, you're just 25J, it's like you're a valued guest in business. So that was really nice. The food was delicious. I watched Gran Turismo.
How good was Gran Turismo?
I cried. I actually cried.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if it was the Ambien, the altitude, not knowing what day or time it was, but I cried. It could have just been the movie. You should all go back and listen to our Patreon on Gran Turismo to hear more about the movie.
Our Patreon.
It's socialist.
These people are already signed up, so you don't need to fucking actually. Not necessarily.
Well, they could be listening to the teaser right now.
That's
so.
Right. They are.
This could be part of a very fun teaser that they're listening to.
That's right. So okay. So you fly. How long's the flight?
The flight was about 9 hours, and I had a layover in Istanbul, which, by the way, like, it's the hub for Turkish Airlines. So that lounge, I got access to the lounge. I've never seen anything like it. It was so big.
Right. Mm.
There was a putting green. There was a whole, like, kid zone. They had chefs making fresh food, like, at food stations.
Wow.
It was incredible.
So how does it compare to a Delta lounge?
Oh my God. Let me tell you, I was at the Turkish Airlines lounge in JFK before I left. And I feel like people coming from international countries to the US, when they fly into that terminal, they're probably thinking we need to give funding and support and we need to drop sanctions on the US. Because like compared to international terminals, it's a disgrace. It's so gross. It's like,
well, JFK
we don't know what
gross.
We're doing.
Yeah, JFK is disgusting. The new LaGuardia is fucking lit, but you don't fly international out of there.
So Jenny was in a bazaar.
Literally, there was a mini Grand Bazaar in the airport. I was.
Amazing.
Were there other people rocking like F1 gear on your flights? Like, were you seeing other, were there like, you know, McLaren team members or people in that vein going?
No, there were on the flight back. Okay. But not on the flight there.
So it was 9 hours to Istanbul, and then how many hours from Istanbul to...
And then four to from Istanbul to Jeddah.
Wow.
I like to call it Constantinople because I'm a slut for the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
That song, Istanbul was Constantinople.
By the way, I missed my connection, and I missed it along with someone else who was going to speak at a Bloomberg sports conference. So he wasn't going for F1, but he was going for a sports related thing. We kind of like chatted on the rebooked flight. We were sitting next to each other. He's on the he was on the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team.
Okay.
And has gone multiple times.
Jenny, were you rising up Olympian?
Jenny, is this the beginning of a rom-com?
It would be the beginning of couple to thruple, because unfortunately he has a partner. But
married? Ring?
Oh my God, I didn't check, but the partner's family owns the Cheesecake Factory dynasty.
Oh shit. So you're dealing with some heavy hitters. Damn. Watch it. Yeah, move over fucking Lawrence Stroll. We got the fucking real heavy hitters here. By the way,
there is a Cheesecake Factory in Jeddah, which he was saying is really interesting because they're very particular about where they have their locations. And there was one in Jeddah.
There's a Cheesecake Factory in Jeddah is fucking crazy. Okay.
Okay, wait. So you land in Jeddah. What? See, yes. So you're in the Uber.
So I had my visa. I go to check in, and the guy working the desk is just like, first time in Saudi Arabia? And I was like, yeah. And he goes... And he goes, first time? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, he can't believe it. He's like, really? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I haven't frequented the kingdom before. And he was like very excited that I was coming.
Whoa.
Anyway, then I get a car service. Remember in Austin when we saw those cars that were like it was like a motorcade and it was like F1, Lenovo. I was in one of those.
Wait, did you blow past traffic?
We didn't blow past traffic, but I had a driver that was like on demand.
The whole time that you were there, you had
the whole time I was there.
Wow. Getting the fucking all-star treatment. I mean, you sent us pictures from the airport of, you know, the different, it was fully decked out with F1 stuff.
Yes.
Now, Jenny, when you're driving through this, so is it, you're on like a big highway?
Okay, let me tell you something about this, the road infrastructure there.
Okay.
They just don't support or believe in intersections. So it's like very long roads with periodic places to make a U-turn. So you always have to go past where you want to go and then U-turn.
Interesting.
Also, the lanes are merely suggestions. Like... It's wild out there on the roads.
For sure.
Many close calls. Many potential incident.
It's giving LA. It's giving Los Angeles.
So it was driving in Jeddah is more interesting than the race was.
100%.
Driving to the track was more interesting than what happened on track.
If you want to hear the rest of this hysterical episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.